Hello from Lakeland Linder International Airport. It's John Kay reporting for Sun and Fun 24, the 50th anniversary of Sun and Fun down here in Lakeland. And I'm going to tell you, there was lots of sun, lots of fun. And last night, I don't have words to describe what I saw last night at the night air show here at Sun and Fun in Lakeland. Oh, my God. If you've ever seen those drones that they've had in the Super Bowl a couple times, they made an appearance here last night. There was about 100 of them. And they appeared in between a bunch of fireworks that were going on. They had pyrotechnics on the airplanes as the airplanes were flying around. Then they had explosions on the ground, giant fireballs. Then they had, you know, full-blown fireworks show. And right in the middle of all of it, here these 100 drones appear. And they spell out different messages. They made images in the sky. All I can say, the only word I could come up with to describe this was magical. It was like magic. You thought you were at Disney or somewhere. It was just so epic. Anyway, that's going to go again Saturday night, weather permitting, and it looks like it will. So if you're planning on coming down to Sun and Fun Saturday, it'd be a great day. It's a double air show day. You get the one in the afternoon featuring the Thunderbirds, and then the night show, again, will terminate with that fantastic performance with the drones and the fireworks, and I mean, it just prepare to be amazed. What is Sun and Fun? Sun and Fun is a nonprofit organization that furthers the expectations and careers of the future pilots of America. On the campus grounds here at Sun and Fun is the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. It's a high school, grades 9 through 12. And, of course, they teach aviation courses. There's scholarships available that you kids can get and go through to where, before they leave high school, they have a private pilot's license. And then if they wish to further their education careers at Embry-Riddle University or Liberty or any of these others that offer aviation degrees, that's where they go. My grandson went through Central Florida Aerospace Academy and left there with his private pilot's license, went on to Embry-Riddle, got his instrument rating there, and finished up his training once he left Embry-Riddle. He's a CFII, which he teaches private, commercial, and instrument ratings as he's building his hours up to 1,500 to where he can then go to work for an airline. So he's got a great future and career ahead of him, and it's all courtesy of Sun and Fun. Sun and Fun, the organization itself, the Aerospace Center for Excellence, is a big part of it. That's also based out here. You can get all this information and find out more than what I could possibly tell you in any report on the radio by going to their website at flysnf.org. And I encourage you to go check that out. It's a great nonprofit organization. It's a great thing, a great place to spend a couple of days. We're in the campground here in a small RV. They have camping available, 24-hour generator areas available. No full hookups. You either have to go dry or get in the 24-hour area, which is where we are. If you're in the regular camping areas, generators are permitted between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. So you're good no matter how you go if you got an RV and you want to come down and spend a couple days. And the rates are pretty reasonable, too. All that information is available on the Sun and Fun website at flysnf.org. Day number 3 underway here at Sun and Fun. We'll see you tomorrow when we tell you all about how number 3 went and what's coming up for day number 4. John Kay, WDLN, Wow 104.